Cash flow is to our financial lives what air is to our body. Cash flow is the basis of Rich Dad's teachings and the underlying foundation of our books and financial products. Teaching people to look for and create positive cash flow is what sets Rich Dad and Robert Kiyosaki apart from many other financial experts and educators. The concept is simple, so why doesn't everyone invest for cash flow? Are we trapped in a world of buy low, sell high? Is your only source or major source of monthly cash flow your paycheck? What would happen to your cash flow if you became ill or unable to work? We have been programmed as a society to save as opposed to invest. The concepts we introduce in Who Took My Money about the three asset classes and accelerators may seem overwhelming and complex, but take them one at a time. A business asset could be a single vending machine, a laundromat, an internet company, a network marketing business, or a business franchise. Real estate could be a single family rental home or condominium. We recommend you start small and learn from your mistakes. In Rich Dad, Poor Dad, our first book, there is a chapter called Mind Your Own Business. It says that what you do for your paycheck is your job or profession. What you do with your paycheck is your business. The cash flow from your job or profession can help you buy or build assets that can generate additional cash flow for you. In addition, analyze how you spend your time. Are you working for money, or are you working to buy or create assets that will generate money for you? You may want to adjust the way you spend your time. Rich Dad's objective in starting businesses and owning real estate is to generate positive monthly cash flow. The object of our board game, Cash Flow, notice the name of the game is also the object of the game, is to accumulate assets that build your passive income. Income generated by your assets, not by you, to the point where it exceeds your monthly living expenses. It is at that point you are out of the rat race.
Ask your banker. In my search to find the answer to the question, what is the difference between a sales pitch and financial education? Rich Dad asked me to go with him and interview his banker. On a weekday during one of my visits home, he took me over to his bank and introduced me to his favorite loan officer. Sitting down in front of the loan officer's desk, I did as Rich Dad had instructed me to do. I asked the banker if he would lend me money to invest in mutual funds for my retirement. Jim, the banker, smiled and asked, "And what are you going to do with these mutual funds?" "I'm going to invest for the long term, buy, hold, and diversify these funds." The banker nodded and grinned. "I'm glad to see you're beginning your investment career early." "So will you lend me the money?" I asked. "I'm afraid not," Jim said gently. "As per banking policy, we rarely lend money for mutual funds. If I came to you to invest in real estate, would you at least look at the investment before saying no?" "Yes, I would definitely be more inclined to consider the investment. But I would still want to look at your personal finances and credit history. We always want to know who we are lending our money to, regardless of what the money is used for." "So why real estate over mutual funds?" "There are many reasons," said Jim, the banker. "Is it because mutual funds are riskier than real estate?" I asked. "That is definitely one of the reasons," Jim said quietly. "If your bank won't lend me money for mutual funds, then why do so many people invest in mutual funds?" I asked. "Good question," smiled Jim. "I should ask myself that. I invest in mutual funds." "Do you invest in real estate?" I asked. "No, I own my house. Well, the bank owns my house, but no, I do not invest in investment property." "But why don't you?" I asked, now very puzzled. "If your bank will lend you money to invest in property but not mutual funds, why not use your bank's money to invest?" Jim was now getting flustered. I could tell he was more used to asking the questions than being the person asked. "Look," he said courteously, "I have other customers waiting." Pointing at Rich Dad, he said, "Your friend here owns a lot of investment property. Maybe you should ask him these questions." "I will," I said, nodding. Rich Dad and I walked silently out the door and headed for the car. I could tell that my lessons on becoming a better investor were well underway. "He's not really an investor, is he?" I said to Rich Dad as I closed the car door. "No, he's a professional banker. He'll probably be a banker for the rest of his life. But even if he isn't an active investor, as a banker, he holds a vital and important key to your investor education," Rich Dad said as he turned the ignition and began backing out of the bank's parking lot. If you're going to become a rich and successful investor, your education begins by understanding the world of investing from a banker's point of view. Bankers are careful who they lend their money to. Did you notice that he wanted to know who you were before he would loan you the money? They don't lend money to strangers, and neither should you.